Nolte, Nicole Wallace's ratings plunge as she's thrashed for DJ Daniel comments. By John Nolte on March 10, 2025. MSNBC host Nicole Wallace has seen her ratings plummet since President Donald Trump's triumphant re-election in November. Wallace's MSNBC program, Deadline, White House, averaged 1.6 million total viewers from the start of 2024 until Election Day, then saw a dramatic 35% drop once Trump prevailed, reports Fox News. Since Trump made complete fools out of regime media types like the aging Wallace, Deadline, White House has attracted only a little over a million viewers. The story is the same in the advertiser-coveted 25 to 54 age rate that sets ad rates. Wallace had been an average of 144,000 of these demo viewers. That has now dropped below 93,000. When compared to this same time last year, as opposed to the heat of the presidential election, Wallace is still down 25% in total viewers. She has lost a quarter of her audience. Even on MSNBC, Wallace stands out as one of the most sycophantic hosts when it comes to defending Democrats in the deep state. Her simpering interviews with establishment types are as legendary as they are embarrassing. Above all, Deep State Barbie has a mean streak a mile wide. Wallace really outdid herself, though, last week after President Trump made 13-year-old DJ Daniel, a brain cancer survivor given 5 months to live 6 years ago, an official member of the United States Secret Service. "Tonight, DJ, we're going to do you the biggest honor of them all," Trump said during his joint address to Congress. "I am asking our new Secret Service Director, Sean Curran, to officially make you an agent of the United States. To anyone who has not allowed partisan politics to strip away their humanity, it was an incredible moment, unbelievably moving." Republicans jumped to their feet to applaud. Democrats sat on their hands. After the speech, Deep State Barbie actually said this. "I hope he has a long life as a law enforcement officer," Wallace said. "But I hope he never has to defend the United States Capitol against Donald Trump's supporters. And if he does, I hope he isn't one of the six who loses his life to suicide." She added, "And I hope he isn't one who has to testify against the people who carried out acts of seditious conspiracy and then lived to see Donald Trump pardon those people." Wallace was heavily scolded on social media and generated a plethora of negative headlines, Fox News continues. The New York Post, Newsweek, The Wrap, Daily Mail and the Baltimore Sun were among the outlets to put a spotlight on backlash over her linking Daniel to January 6 and the suicide of Capitol police officers. But this is what a craven broadcaster is reduced to after alienating all the normal people. Imagine the type of people who still watch CNN and MSNBC. "I picture green and purple hair on a half-shaved scalp attached to a fatso of unknown gender and combat boots, stretch pants, and pizza-stained Free Gaza t-shirt sitting next to its mother. A woman in her early 50s sipping wine laced with Prozac who thinks she looks like Jennifer Aniston but really looks like Hermann Göring." Those are the people Nicole Wallace has to cater to, which is why she is so eager to debase herself. And for what? Just to be on TV? As a great man once said, sad. Borrowed time is winning five-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.